Sunrise FM, GBC's Eastern Regional FM station, has over the years become a force to reckon with in the dissemination of quality information. The station plays an essential role in raising issues that help to improve the socio-economic condition of listeners. This, no doubt, is in the midst of stiff competition among media houses in the region. Correspondents Joe AJ and Kwame Onuma trace the success story of Sunrise FM.
Kofodia branch of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, now known popularly by the listening audience as Sunrise FM, was among the stations opened in the early 1960s. Among the branches that it was operating to serve the people in the eastern region through the relay stations were Achim Oda, Asamankasi, Akwetia, Nsuem, Mampong, Apedra, Mpraeso, and Pong. The corporation, being a state-owned electronic media, kept to its core mandate by informing and educating the public in pertinent issues in the country, especially those related to government policies. This system of operation went on till the radio diffusion box was phased out and substituted with a frequency modulation commonly known as FM to focus on the objectives of the radio broadcasting on things around the environs of the station. Due to the transformation in the radio transmission, which gave birth to the FM stations in all the regions across the country, Eastern Region was fortunate to have its name as Sunrise FM to symbolically depict the region where the sun rises. The station was officially commissioned on 30th March 2002 through the collaborative efforts of the Eastern Regional Coordinating Council and all the district assemblies of the region. The station transmits on two frequencies, namely 106.7 and 102.1 MHz, each of which has a power capacity of 5 kilowatts. Due to the strategic locations of the two transmitters at Obuotebri in Kofodia and Odrianoma Mountains at Mpeso, with the exception of the three regions of the north, the station's coverage area stretches from the eastern Volta, parts of Greater Accra, Central, Western, Ashanti, and Brahafo. In our quest to satisfy our numerous listeners, taking into consideration our coverage area, three dialects are used as a medium of communication in our rich and appealing programs. They are English, Akan, and Dangwe. One of the ace broadcasters, the corporation produced, Daniel Kwabenetria, who designed some of the programs at the onset of the station, was also the first voice on the station. He recalls the joy that greeted the commissioning of the station.
I am proud to say that I was given the part on my shoulder that day to sit behind the console in the show for 3 solid hours, entertained listeners. In fact, the day was colorful and memorable for GBC.
Another veteran broadcaster the station can boast of is the former head of news, Emmanuel Safo, who also takes us down the memory lane.
I was the news editor at the time, and obviously they fostered on us something that we were not doing before. In other words, certain things like news reading and the preparation of bulletin was a little bit exciting. But since some of us had gone through the grill before, it wasn't something that we could not handle eventually. For example, I remember we immediately had to start building a news bulletin, and we started with the English bulletin. We also had to do the vernacular bulletin, and the vernaculars I mean the Akan and the Dangwe bulletin. The news bulletin, I had to handle it myself because we did not have a news reader to start with.
The vision of the station is to use radio as a tool for rural and national development and integration. The mission is to render quality, reliable, trustworthy radio broadcasting services to the people of the Eastern Region, and our coverage area in the form of information, education, and entertainment which reflects the aspiration of the people of the region and national progress. Living up to its core vision and mission, Sunrise FM, since its inception in 2002, has performed creditably, and this has culminated in the sweeping of some prestigious awards in both national and regional levels. Prominent among these awards are National Best Radio Station on Radio Safety Issues by the National Road Safety Commission in 2010, National Best Radio on Child Rights Issues by Plan Ghana in 2009, and National Best Radio Station in the Promotion of Tourism awarded by the Ghana Tourism Authority in 2014. There is no doubt that at Sunrise FM here in Kofodia, the sun continues to rise high to illuminate the rest of the regions. The next time you are at any of our coverage area, don't forget to tune in to Sunrise FM 106.7 and 102.1 MHz and find out why we are unique.
Sunrise 106.7.